Butch, let's start with Alabama. Second straight week, they're impressive in their victory. Are they putting all facets of their game together at the perfect time of season?
I think it's pretty typical of a Nick Saban football team. I think as the seasons go on, they tend to get significantly better throughout the course of the season. I think Jacob Coker is obviously continues to improve, but the real story is Derrick Henry. I mean, he's from an offensive perspective, I mean, that kid is absolutely a beast. I mean, he is doing a great job running the football. The offensive line's doing a good job, and I'm going to tell you what, their defense, Steve, one of the things that is so remarkable about them is they have the ability every single week to morph into the type of defense that fits the opponent. If it's a run-and-shoot team or a four-wide team, they can match up with that. If it's a team as it was against Georgia with Nick Chubb and LSU with Leonard Fournette, if they want to be a stonewall run defense, they can be that. And I think that kind of makes them, you know, obviously one of the best teams in the country this year.
You mentioned Butch, Derrick Henry goes over 200-plus yards for the second straight game. In your view, has he taken over as the favorite for the Heisman?
Well, I mean, I think that clearly he is one of the major candidates. I think it's still, you know, Leonard Fournette, you know, he struggled the last couple of games. And I think one of the reasons that Leonard is struggling is the fact that Brandon Harris really has not developed as well as a quarterback that's taken some of the pressure off of him. But I think that clearly Derek is doing a great job. He's carrying the football team. He doesn't have the luxury of having anybody to share the load with, and he's kind of put that offensive football team and certainly the rushing aspect of it on his shoulders, and he is certainly carrying them.
Butch Davis, ESPN college football analyst, joining us on SportsCenter all night. Shifting to the ACC, North Carolina impressive against Miami Saturday. Clemson could have their hands full in the title game in the ACC. Could you see North Carolina knocking off Clemson if that scenario plays out over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I don't think it's totally out of the realm of possibility. North Carolina's gotten significantly better. Marquise Williams is a terrific athlete. I mean, he is a kid that's the starting quarterback, obviously, for North Carolina. He's got a great arm. He can throw the ball. They've got some talented receivers. One of the things, though, that maybe makes just a slight little bit of difference is the fact that North Carolina has yet to play a team this entire season that's ranked in the top 25, where Clemson has been challenged a couple of times, obviously a victory over Notre Dame at home, a victory over Florida State. So they've had a little bit harder road to get to where they're at, but I think that if those are the two teams that end up meeting them in Charlotte for the ACC championship game, I think it'll be an exciting game and certainly one with two terrific quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson at Clemson is one of the better quarterbacks in the ACC, and obviously Marquise Williams for North Carolina is equally as talented.
Butch, late Saturday night, we saw Oklahoma beat Baylor on the road in Waco. Early in the day, we saw Oklahoma State come from behind on the road against Iowa State. How do things shape up right now in the college playoff picture for the Big 12?
You know, I tell you, everybody talked about how the fact, Steve, that, you know, that whole thing was going to be decided in the month of November, that there was going to be all the teams, TCU, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Baylor, were all going to have to play each other during the month of November. And a couple of weeks ago, you know, by luck or by circumstance, I actually said that I thought that Oklahoma might be the dark horse. That was the time when they had the one loss against the University of Texas and everybody else was undefeated. But as it's starting to play out, it looks like that Oklahoma may be the most complete team of the entire group. That, obviously Baker Mayfield had just a spectacular game against Baylor. He ran the ball well, pulled it down. He made some great throws. Samaje Perine has just done a great job running the football here the last three or four weeks of the season. And Oklahoma defensively appears to be the one team that may have a slight edge over all the rest of the teams in the Big 12, and it certainly wouldn't come as a surprise. It's going to be if it turns out to be that the last game of the season, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State and the Bedlam game in Stillwater, that'll be one kind of a crazy game to watch.